I love being with people. It's the most incredible thing in the world.
What are you doing?
How about a nebula?
Oh, this is nice.
What would this gorgeous gas cloud look
like
up close?
That this fabric is not limited to one zone or another. In fact, there's a region of the fabric that could hash out an entire universe with the variations in the laws of physics simply because...
How is humanity saved if it's not allowed to evolve?
Question real quick. Does evil exist? And if so, can one detect and measure it? Oh.
Reality can be whatever I want.
You are now inside our nebula.
Clap with cookies in my hand. God damn it. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome back to another stacked episode. So, unexpectedly, Gamescom came out. I know I should have stayed on top of my game and found out that it came out, but I didn't know. And I woke up this morning, went about my day. I was like, huh, what are we going to do today's episode about? We can't just do a 30-minute episode about Marvel. What if? We could, but I really don't want to. Holy shit! What is all this stuff? YouTube was just spamming me with a bunch of games. So, yeah, Gamescom came out. If for those of you who do not care, personally, I didn't care at first either. For those of you who do not care either, just go ahead and skip onto the Marvel stuff. And, yeah. But before you do, for those of you who do care, let's go ahead and get right into this stuff. So, what were your thoughts on Gamescom when you first realized it came out? Oh, I forgot to say, I'm here with my host.
No, it's okay. I don't want to be introduced anyway. No, you had it going on. I don't even want to be a part of this anymore. Screw you. Go ahead.
Now I'm here with my host.
I don't know who is your host.
Wow.
Apparently you don't know.
How's your week been, bro?
Well, it was going good until just a couple seconds ago.
Wow. I'm sorry.
It's crazy how it'd be like that. But hello, everybody. I'm your co-host, Antimatter. And yeah, when I found out Gamescom was a thing, I'm like, wait, that's a thing? Oh, damn. I immediately felt stressed. I'm like, oh, shoot. How many trailers there are? What's the conference looking like? And I was like, okay, here's the whole conference for day one. 7 hours. Okay, no, I'm not going to watch that.
You know what I understand?
So, yes, very surprised.
Why is it coming out on a Wednesday night?
I have no idea.
Why can't you do it like every other company and be Friday, Saturday, Sunday? God damn.
Please, if you were Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, I wouldn't have to stress out and like watch a bunch of shit. But look what it did to me.
Yeah.
Look what it did to me.
So we're recording this on Wednesday, the time of the opening night. I don't care what comes out Thursday or Friday. You guys are just not going to get it on the podcast. I'm sorry, guys. I blame Gamescom for this.
Yeah, Gamescom really shouldn't have done that to us. They know when we record.
Yeah, right. The might as well just sponsor us. Right, Gamescom in Germany? Sponsor us, bro.
Yeah, I'd let the Germans sponsor me. I'll say whatever you want, even the controversial stuff. I don't care. I don't care. So yeah, Gamescom is in fact a thing, and we're gonna be talking about some games. So what do you want to start off with talking about?
We got hella games to talk about. The first one I want to talk about, let's just start it off strong. Marvel Midnight Suns. Suns as in S-U-N, not S-O-N, like the comic book Suns. And not to be mistaken with the actual Marvel character, Midnight Sun. Alright. Actually, hold on. What the fuck is that? Is that a... Hey, yo, there's a tomato on my floor. Hold on. So this morning I was cooking.
Thank you for derailing the podcast for this.
No. That's perfectly fine. Keep this in the footage. This morning when I was cooking, I didn't realize I was walking around, and I think I left a slice of tomato on my carpet.
You gonna eat it?
No, I'm not gonna eat it. I'll throw it away. I'm not a degenerate.
I don't believe you.
Should I grab it now? You know, I'll save that for the end of the episode. I'll grab it right at the end of it. So.
Grab it now!
Okay.
What the hell is wrong with you? He is so unprofessional. I am sorry for everyone listening. I was really ready to just talk about some trailers, and all of a sudden, this idiot has a piece of tomato on his floor.
Alright, I'm back. Okay.
Only me. Only me. Hey, welcome back. I was just talking to the lovable audience. You know, we're only saying good things about you.
Well, I'm sure I'll hear it when the actual footage comes out. So Midnight Suns is coming out. I did not hear about this ahead of time. Caboose, one of the world's famous gaming YouTubers, is part of the creative team, so I'm excited about this because I'm a big fan of Caboose. Love the design so far. Not too realistic, not too cartoonish. It was out there in the mid-range. Who is the director of Firefox? Is that what you mean? Well, I don't know. It was something like that, but they're pretty cool. It starts off with Doctor Strange and Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider. My favorite Ghost Rider. The second I saw Robbie Reyes, I was like, yeah, I'm in. I like the game. I like it. Ooh, then Nico Minoru is in here. Sister Grimm. People know her from Runaways and also Hulu's Marvel Runaways. She's probably the only good character from the Runaways, but it's interesting that she's on there. She will be helping out Doctor Strange. We have Wolverine, we have Captain Marvel, we have Magique, because you know it's magic, and we have Blade, and the Midnight Sun team from the actual comic books is going to be on here. The only person that I see who's missing is going to be Morbius the Living Vampire, but yeah, who knows. You can customize your characters and give them, like, that's what I was a little confused about that the trailer did not tell you. I had to go, like, look up, like, a bunch of, like, articles about this. But the character that they are releasing from the coffin is a character that you get to customize yourself. And you're apparently supposed to be defeating your mom, who is this evil sorceress Lilith? Right? I'm glad you were just as confused
That bitch in the middle, that's you. Okay. That's what I was so confused because I'm thinking, like, I don't know who that is. I'm like going back into my brain of like everything I know about comic books, and I'm thinking, I don't know who this is. Who is this person?
Yeah, I was so confused too.
I was just thinking, like, are they bringing out like an obscure character from like what, like the 70s or something
that nobody that cares about?
That was in like. That had like one issue or something and got immediately canceled. What is happening here? It was really really confusing. But now I know it, this is your customizable character apparently.
Yeah. So this is gonna come out to all games, old gen and it's gonna come out to all game consoles, old gen and new gen, including the Switch and PC. It's coming out March of 2022. When at first I saw that it says March 2022, I was like, why are you saying 2022? Why can't it be 2021? Why is it 2 years old? Holy shit! We're in 2021. I was still thinking we're in 2020. Why? I was so
stupid.
No, the entire time I was watching Gamescom, I was like, why are all these games still 2 years away? Then I look at my calendar. Oh, we're past halfway through the year, huh? Yeah, we're. I'm still not used to writing 2021. We're already at it. I don't. So half the entire time I was watching Gamescom, I felt so stupid. I was like, all these things are coming in 2 years. Why am I excited?
All right, no, you shouldn't feel stupid. You shouldn't feel it. You should know it.
The first gameplay is going to be shown in September 1st. Let me check the calendar. September 1st, what's my calendar? There's my calendar. Sorry, I'm using Windows. September 1st is next week. I'm telling you, this should have just... It's next week, Wednesday.
That's just a week away. Right? That's literally 1 week away.
Bro, they should have just done this, like, in the weekend. Yo.
Why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening on my podcast that I edit? Why is this happening on my podcast? This is bullshit. I hate this.
Okay, so let's see. It's coming out September 1st on all consoles. Okay, so you can go ahead and pre-order now by going into the newsletter and signing up for the newsletter. Once you do sign up for it, as long as you use the same email that you're going to be using for the game, I believe you'll be getting the Blade Night Stalker costume. In the game, that's really all about it. In the game, it looks like you're gonna be like playing like with the regular Marvel characters, just upgraded with like magical stuff. So, you know, that's cool, I guess. The game looks okay, it just doesn't have like a. The only thing I'll play it for is just Ghost Rider. Because I love Ghost Rider, that's it.
I like how you said it looks okay, but we don't know what the game looks like. You know what the trailer looks
like.
The
trailer looks okay, that's what I mean. Sorry.
There we go. You gotta be specific with this type of stuff.
Alright, next up on our list is another game that wasn't important to me, but I still, because I have to maintain my reputation of going thoroughly through games.
You have a reputation?
Apparently so. Lost Judgment. Lost Judgment is going to be set in Japan. I mean, what are the company does an indie game about courts and stuff? Yeah, so it's going to be set in Japan. It's supposedly
Oh, that's the Yakuza spinoff.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's gonna be set in Japan. Talks about some broken law system, so you know, every system in the law. Yeah, that's cool. It's a detective story. It comes out September 24, 2021 to both old-gen and new-gen consoles except the Switch. That's a constant meme, huh? Nothing comes out for the Switch. Crossfire is another game that will be coming out. At first, I was like, ooh, is this Call of Duty? Nope, it's not Call of Duty. So it's a first-person shooter. That's why I thought it was Call of Duty. It has a deathmatch mode and several other modes. It has an invasion mode where you will try to play hide-and-seek with the other players who have guns. If you hide and you get close enough to them, you can take them down Assassin's Creed style. It has a submarine mode where you're killing each other while swimming. So whoever can... I don't know. It's weird. There's a Babylon Lab mode where you play as monsters versus soldiers. You can be either one. And it's coming soon. Yeah, really? Like, that's all the hook you got? Like, come on, bro. I know this is not E3, but like, come on. Really?
Coming soon.
Yeah, another one is... UFL, United Football League, is coming out with a game. This one is going to be free to play. That's literally all they said in the trailer.
Yo, who cares?
Like, that's
who cares? It's soccer. Look, only like what? Like 85 or 90% of the people of the world play soccer. That ain't a lot of people.
Okay. I cared about this because I'm African, and you know Africans play soccer. I played soccer in high school and everything. I just wanted to see, just to see what, because I got to be tired of all this stuff. All the trailer said is free to play. Okay, but like, that's it? I'm not in. I'm sorry, I'm not in. Like,
nice.
Yeah, right? Next up is going to be Jumanji. So Jumanji is going to be coming up with a turn-based game similar to Uno from the Switch. And that's it. They just said coming soon. I was like, yo, you're not hooking me, guys. Yeah, they didn't put nothing much in it. And then they went into a better game that I was excited for, Saints Row. What were your thoughts coming in?
Okay, look, I thought Saints Row was dead forever. Mm-hmm. I really thought that they would never make another one, because I think the last one that they made was, what was it? Saints Row 4? Mm-hmm. And even, like an official Saints Row game. After that, I think it was, Riders Rip... No, it's not Riders Retribution. It was something... What the heck was it called? It was some sort of game set in the Saints Row universe that bombed. So I thought, okay, so Saints Row's dead, right? Never coming back? But nah! A Saints Row remake, a reboot. I was like, oh shit.
So, oh, shit. Like, I thought Saints Row had superpowers.
Only the fourth one did that.
Oh, okay. Alright. Because while I was watching this, I was like, I thought this was like a franchise of superpowers. So, during the game, it looks like Grand Theft Auto, but better. It comes out February 20th. So, there's a common theme with all these games. They're all my favorite games in this trailer, on this Gamescom, are all coming out on my birthday month. I think they did that on purpose. Literally all my favorite games are coming out on my birthday month. So February 22nd, 2022. Did I say 2022?
So they're trying to make you broke.
Oh, honestly, yeah, on God. Yeah, they really are trying to make me broke. So that's coming out. Saints Row looking pretty good. I'm liking it. The art style, everything. I didn't see the first one, so I don't think the reboot affects me too much. I'm just going to watch it and play it. Next up, we have Republic Riders. It's a Ubisoft game. So this is more of an extreme sport type game, where you can ski, bike, wingsuit, and snowboard.
Wingsuit?
Yeah, like, you know, wingsuit. And then
I know what it's called, but I don't think it's called wingsuit. I don't think that's what the activity is called.
Wingsuit riding, maybe? Maybe that's what it's called?
I have no idea, actually. I'm giving you shit for nothing that I don't even know.
But yeah, extreme sports game where you can challenge other players. Or you can build your own career, get sponsored, better gear, and become one of the world's best riders. You know, I think we should just go on there, because apparently we're not getting any sponsors here.
Yo, deadass.
Other than that, the beta will be available August 28th. It'll be available on all consoles, except the Switch. I have to always say that.
I can hear, the upset
tone. It really bothers me. The Switch needs games. What's next? Oh, okay, so New World, a game that's coming out that looks like it's a pirate type game, and this is the one that's developed by Amazon.
Well, didn't the last time Amazon tried to develop a game, their game studio shut down? So I'm not really, expecting much. I'm not expecting much from this personally. If it happens, it happens. It looks like more like an MMO type beat, right? What I was looking at.
I was a little confused when I first saw it, and then I saw games, and then I saw the Amazon smile. I was like, It's Jeff Bezos. Holy shit, they're making a game. At first I was like, is Jeff Bezos delivering the game to my house? I thought that's really what it meant. right here I have on my bullet pin, I have no idea what I'm looking at. Pirate-like elements, open beta available to the 9th through the 12th. So go ahead and play that, I guess. And it launches September 28th. It's literally right here in the footnote. I literally did not know what I was looking at. I was so confused.
Good God.
Yeah, next up we have Cult of the Lambs. Literal devil worshiper game. They weren't hiding it. They were very blatant. So you fight enemies and other demon lords and you build your own court. In-game farming, in-game Church of Satan. No info whatsoever about when the game comes out.
It looks interesting.
It looks interesting, but like, yo.
Besides all the demonic shit, the art style's cute.
Oh, dude, it reminded me a lot of, what's it called? Gravity Falls. Can I just get a Gravity Falls game, bro? Just Gravity Falls.
What would that even be like?
I don't know. I just love Gravity Falls. What else do I have here on the list? Okay, so I have... Sentry Age of Ashes is a game where you get to play as a dragon rider against other dragons. Comes out 2022. November 18, 2022.
It looked interesting. Then I saw it was free to play multiplayer. Right? I was like, okay, I don't care anymore. Damn. You really made me lose interest fast, huh?
Usually when they're free to play, they don't tend to be very good, huh? Yeah, it's going to be PC only. Limited time offer. If you pre-order it, you're going to be getting the Founders Pack.
Ooh, Founders Pack.
Right? Like you gotta give me more, bro. You gotta give me more. Now, this is what we've been waiting for. Well, one of the ones I've been waiting for. Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga.
What do you think? Bruh on God. That looked like a whole ass game, and I love it.
I'm in.
I saw, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan fighting droids on Naboo, and I'm like, oh, shit. And then I saw the whole Emperor scene with the throne room. I saw Luke from going to Dagobah, he went back to Tatooine. It was just exploring. Like, you could explore, bro. All these look like mini map, like mini open world maps on each planet, bro. Like, that looks fun as hell. I can't wait to play through all six of the movies. Only six of them.
Ah, bro. Okay, so I understand the banter and the propaganda. I am a completionist. I'm sorry. I can't go through a game and only play, 60% of it. I'll feel empty in my heart, so I gotta play the whole thing because I like to, and I need to unlock every character. Of course, they have the Lego, they have the classic Lego comedy, which I love. I'm sorry, but this is classic, and I love it, and I love the way they run.
Looks cute as hell.
It does.
Oh, that's cute as hell. And from it look to me, it looks like they're using because if I remember correctly, you can switch on and off the voices. Mm. And it looked to me in some of the scenes that they used some of the original audio, because that sounded like a young Mark Hamill talking, and it also sounded like a Alec Guinness Obi-Wan talking. I'm like, oh damn, are they using the original lines? Oh shit, that's cool. I like it.
Yeah. So the game is coming out spring of 2022. They didn't say what consoles it's coming out for, but if you're gonna bring a Lego game and you do not bring it for the Switch, fuck you.
I mean, most likely they're going to.
I know. I'm just saying it ahead of time. I think they're all made by Telltale. But like, Telltale, if you do bring it for the Switch, I'm sorry. Please sponsor us. I would never say anything bad about you again. But if you do not bring it for the Switch, fight me. Right now. Right here. Let's go.
could you not do that?
Okay, I'm sorry, Telltale. Like, you know I love... No, I don't think there's a single Telltale game I haven't played, bro. Yeah, other than Ubisoft, I think you guys are the only ones I religiously play each and every time, so... Yeah, I really love you, Telltale. Alright, okay, so Jurassic World Evolution 2. Enter a park where you can control and create whatever you want, so, you know, make your own park. And that's really all they said. They didn't even say when it was coming out.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll notice a lot of these trailers were subpar. I don't, you know how we didn't know it was coming out? I don't think the directors of these trailers knew it was coming out, too.
They're like, oh shit. We gotta put our game out, huh? giving them a picture of a soccer ball and a coming soon. Yeah, that'll work. But sir, no one will like that. It'll be fine. Yeah, relax.
What was that? The one that last E3, I think Outer Space or something like that, or Outer Banks. I think it was Outer Banks. But they brought out the second trailer for the second game, and they literally said in the trailer, "Hey, we don't have anything to show you, but here's some background and some cool sound effects." we know you're gonna like it anyway. See you guys when the game actually comes out. I was like, yeah, I like it. If you can make fun of yourself, what? I like it. I'm in.
You know what? That's tongue in cheek as hell. So you know what? You get a pass. You get a pass.
Next up is Synced. So it's a cyberpunk-like game, like world in the game, and apparently the robots turn against humanity. Cause I don't know what the fuck you expect from a cyberpunk. I'm sorry, guys. So some of you guys do not know, but like, I don't hate cyberpunk-like concept. It bothers me. It's like, you know how people feel about Hawaiian pizza and how they're disgusted by it, but like pineapple pizza. Like that's how I feel about cyberpunk. I'm like, ew, robot arms. Disgusting.
Yeah, you just don't like the fact that people cybernetically enhance themselves, huh?
Like, if it's not by choice, I get it. You know, like, you unfortunately were in an accident and you want to still be able to walk normally, I get it. But if you did it by choice, no.
If you did it for the meme, like, bruh, I want these cool blades to come out of my wrist or some shit. Like, yeah.
So, if your kid is listening to this, please pause it right now. If you did it just to get a spiky dick, really, nigga? I'm just saying. Alright, okay, kids, you can come back. Okay, so, apparently during the game, you find out a way to be able to hack into these nanobots and to be able to find your way back into the world. So, the remaining survivors of this whole robot apocalypse, I hate robot apocalypse, because I don't think I'll ever be able to survive them. But, the remaining survivors, they come into the game and they're like, okay, so we found a way to be able to hack these robots. Good, we have a way to fight back. We're going to use the robots to fight the robots. I don't see any gameplay, I've only seen story, so And I also don't like cyberpunk type concept. So which you don't.
That's a lot of S.
Yeah, so Call of Duty Vanguard. I was not expecting a Call of Duty game because we just got one like the beginning of this year. What was it, Cold War? Then again, Cold War flopped because like nobody really expected it or wanted to play it. Everybody was still playing Warzone, which is still going good right now. This one, however, looks nice because they said, hey, you know that new gun that's coming out to Call of Duty Warzone that's really hard to get and nobody's going to be able to get it? We give it for you for free if you buy this game. I was like, ah, I see what you did there. Okay. But yeah, so it's going to be a first-person shooter, of course. It's going to be set in Soviet Russia. And it's going the story...
Russia? Russia? Soviet Russia? You want to try that again, mate?
No.
You want to try that again? Okay, guys, Soviet Russia. So, look, it's a Call of Duty game. You know exactly what you're getting into. Come on. Yeah. I guess from the sounds of it, I guess it's based off of the Cold War, if not maybe just like an inner turmoil, like an inner conflict in Russia, but it's a Call of Duty game. Everyone knows what a Call of Duty game is.
Yeah.
If you want it, go buy it. If you don't want it, don't buy it. I don't care. What's the next game?
So I do gotta be thorough about it. It comes out November 5th, and if you pre-order now, you'll get the early access to the beta. Next game, Genshin Impact. So I've never played Genshin Impact, but because of what's coming out specifically for it, I will be playing. They're making collaboration with Horizon. So Horizon Forbidden West is gonna be coming out later next year. I don't remember the exact... Actually, wait, I do know the exact dates. I'll tell you about that in a second. But it's coming out later next year, and to do a collaboration with them, they're going to go ahead and celebrate it that way. And you get to play as Aloy. Come in September 1st. Unlock Aloy for free on PS4, PS5. Alexa, remind me to play Genshin Impact tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Okay,
I'll remind you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Alright, thank you. Okay. I'm sorry, I just got to play as Aloy. Okay, Park Beyond. You just get to invent your own theme park. Like, out of all the trailers that came out for this, this is one of the best looking ones. I don't even care about the game, but like, this trailer was like, you know what? I'm sold. I get to create my own theme park. Creativity is key, so you know that's the one way you can beat the game, by being creative. And it comes out to all new gen. New gen consoles and PC in 2022. That was a solid trailer I was in. This is the mobile Marvel game I was talking about. Marvel Future Revolution. So it's made by Netmarble, the same guys who made Future Fight, which was one of the best Marvel mobile games. This one is going to have a bunch of worlds merging together. So, you know, Secret Wars type feel. And multiverse means, you know, multiple skins. So, yeah, that's cool. They didn't show a bad guy. I think the bad guy is just the other versions of the other characters. So.
Bro, let me play as Doom.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh God, let me play as Doom. Where's my Doom game, bro? it'll never happen.
No, right,
I know
right.
That. And it's sad, but just give me Doom.
Yeah.
Give me Doom. Doom is great. Doom is all. It's time for the Doom Simp Hour, where we simp on Doom, because Doom is the best Marvel character out there. and you can't prove me wrong. You literally can't. It's like factual. It's like actual factual. Doctor Doom.
I like that.
is the greatest Marvel character to ever exist. Fight me.
Okay, so in the Vampire the Masquerade franchise, it is a franchise. Yes, there was a game before this. There is going to be Blood Hunt. Blood Hunt is a game where you play as vampires in a battle royale type. I don't know why it says early access September 11th. There was already early access. A bunch of famous YouTubers got the early access like, what, a month ago? So this is really secondary access. But so it looks nice. You get to turn into a bat. You get to go invisible, depending on which type of vampire you pick, of course. You get to use guns and shoot each other or use a bow and arrow and stuff like that. I don't know. Just lately, I've been playing a lot of Fortnite because I get to play as Superman. And this is the only game where I get to say I'm Superman using an AK-47 shooting a pony. I like that sentence. That's peak gaming sentence, in my opinion. Do anything, be anyone. But yeah, so if I get to be a vampire and shoot people, like you're just giving me everything I want, bro. Like just let me be whoever I want and do whatever I want. Just except GTA. GTA has great gaming mechanics, but like, yo, I don't want to be a bad guy. I'm saying that as I'm trying to be a vampire shooting people. Okay.
Yeah, you are just like you're an anomaly. I don't get you sometimes. Like, you say one thing and then you go off and do another. You are a walking contradiction, aren't you?
Alright, so next up we have Splitgate. So I was part of the open beta for Splitgate. I signed up for it. It's really nice. It's basically Halo, but with portals. So, and you know, team deathmatch and stuff. So you shoot portals and you're gonna get to see. It was really nice. I thought I would be trash at it, but no, I'm pretty good at it. So take that, all you Overwatch people.
Stupid.
Thought. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Oh, they pissed me off. It's coming out on PS4 and is that? Oh, what? No, it's on PC right now. So what? Okay, coming out on. Okay, so now that's the other game. Okay. All right. Sorry. Now we're going into my favorite game in this whole release right here. Horizon Forbidden Wild, coming out on both PS4 and PS5. If you pre-order now, you can pre-order it. I think starting September 2nd, and it's going to be coming out about what, a few days, like maybe like 2 or 3 days after my birthday, bro. 2nd of February, 2022. I did not tell you specifically when my birthday is, so fans, just you know what I mean, you see all these games coming out on my birthday month. I'm just saying. I expect a gift. I'm putting it out there.
You really just threatened the fans, huh? Look, guys, I will never ask you to buy me gifts on my birthday, which is in October 29th, but I'm just putting that out. I'm sorry. He got to do it. I wanted to do it. Leave me alone.
Bro, oh God.
Leave me alone. Like, damn.
It's the one day of the year where I get to be selfish. Let me, bro. The one day of the year. Let me. Alright, the game is looking beautiful. It's Horizon. The first one was phenomenal. I think it won Game of the Year. Or no, I think it came out. No, it did win Game of the Year. The next year after that came out God of War 4, which is the one that won Game of the Year that year. But yeah, so next up is Outlast Trials. I think it's a co-op game, yeah. You know, it's Outlast, horror. You get to survive this weird asylum.
I'm not too sure whether or not it's a two-player game versus just, you know, AI AI okay. Monsters or actual other players. I wasn't too sure on that.
Yeah.
So it could be either or. It'd be interesting as hell if, like it's two people that have to survive versus two people that have to kill them.
Oh,
but we'll see. We'll see.
That's messed up. That's going to make you we'll hate see. People.
I mean, I already hate people, so it's fine. But next game on that is more content on the Demon Slayer game. Mm-hmm. We got a boss fight for Rui, one of the lower moons, and I can't tell whether or not he's actually a playable character.
He looks like it. Like, he has the
combat. There were a lot of like combos that he was doing that looked like just a normal moveset. Mm-hmm. There was obviously the big attacks that are obviously for a boss and only a boss.
Right.
But bro, I want some playable demons.
Nezuko,
I like the demon slayers.
Yeah.
I like the demon slayers, but give me some demons.
Yeah, because like after a while, just fighting each other with swords will get old. Like, that's what made Naruto really great. You can be a puppet guy. You can be a straight up fighting guy. You could be a sword guy. You had several. There was variety. Here, no. I'm sorry, but like if you're gonna put like I think the game has I think what 13 characters so far, and 5 of them are water breeders, bro. That's half. Yo, nah, I'm sorry, but like, yo, I'm gonna play the game, trust me, I'm gonna buy the game regardless, I'm still gonna play
it. Oh yeah, no, that game's pretty as hell.
Oh yeah, I'm still gonna play it and buy it, but like, if 5 of them have the exact same moveset, It's still bothersome, but I'm playing it regardless. Yeah, next up is Far Cry 6. So I am a religious Far Cry fan. My favorite one is still Far Cry Primal and 5? I think 5, yeah. The Dictator is a bad guy that seems to have good intentions, just has a stream while doing it, like every Far Cry game, so, you know, I'm still in. the formula works. The formula works for me, and I will play it each and every time. So, yeah. Do you have anything to say about the game specifically?
I like the actor that's playing the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really great actor. I love him in almost everything I've seen him in.
He usually plays as an old wise man. I've never seen him play a villain, so I'm excited, bro.
No, he plays the villain, usually, from what I've seen. He plays a villain in Breaking Bad, and he plays Moth Gideon in Star Wars and The Mandalorian.
He did play Moth Gideon, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's a great bad guy. Oh, he's a great bad guy.
Okay.
I don't know if, you know, if I was an actor, I want to be known as the guy who can play an evil bastard. I don't know if I want to be known as that guy, but he does it so well.
Yeah, you're trying not to be William Dafoe. I'm sorry, I could never see him in anything else but an evil psychotic creep.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, like, look, that he was born with a goblin face. I'm sorry. I love him. I love the man to death. But come on. Next up on the list is this game. This Korean game. How do you pronounce this? Dokivi.
I'm gonna say Dokivi. The game looks pretty, bro.
You could tell it was made by the Koreans.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's about. I don't know what you do in it.
But I was while I was watching the trailer, I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at, but I like it.
I was so confused, but you know what? Go off. I like the movement system.
Oh yeah.
I like how these different ways of just moving around this city, like this little
That's
city
area.
That's
a big ass city, bro. I would love to free roam it.
Oh yeah, no. It looks pretty. Like, we'll see how it goes in the future. I can't tell if it's either a multiplayer or a single player experience. You do get your own character, mm-hmm. and you do get to customize them. Mm-hmm. It looks like the customization's very Like very in depth, like these clothing options wise. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about, like, you know, face and hair and stuff like that, but clothing options wise, it looks abundant.
In the trailer, you get to ride an alpaca. Abundant. I'm sorry, but like alpaca, hell yeah, bro. I'm in. That's how they sold me, bro. They said you can ride an alpaca.
Really, was it the alpacas that got you?
Yes.
Out of everything,
man. I'm an easy man, bro. I saw the alpaca. I was like, yes, I'm getting the game.
I'm just a simple, simple boy with simple, simple needs. Next up on the list is some stuff I wanted to talk about that we forgot to write down. So there's going to be another crossover event with Monster Hunter Rise with Street Fighter and Akuma. You get to play as Akuma and throw hands with these monsters, which looked fun as hell. Like, he was actually doing his combos and shit. I thought it was cool. So I have, if you know, you have Monster Hunter Rise and you like Street Fighter and, you know, you like Akuma, you know, I say pick this up because this looks cool as hell. Also, something I never thought would ever happen again. We're getting a King of Fighters 15!
Guys,
I don't know if you know this, but King of Fighters is like this long... It's like, you know, this long-running fighting game franchise. And I gotta see when the last one was. Hold on, I gotta see. King of Fighters... When was 14? Because, like, I swear this was forever ago. King of Fighters 14 came out in 2016.
It doesn't even feel like it.
It feels like it's been so long. I never thought we would legitimately get another King of Fighters game ever again. But yeah, we're getting another one. And also, it looked pretty as hell.
Oh yeah. 39 characters off the bat. Yo.
Off the bat. Like, that's huge for a fighting game. Like, usually a fighting game, max, we're probably at like 20... I'd say like 22.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a fighting game like this, max maybe 22. This is like 37. Like, oh my goodness. all your old favorites are back. Some new characters are back. Let's see. There's a new story mode. Rollback netcode for those of you who play online. Game looks like it's been simplified from what they've said, so new players can jump in, obviously. Game looks really pretty. I'm loving the cel shaded art style. Not too cartoony, but not too realistic. I think
that's my favorite art style.
The colors are very vibrant, like The colors are very vibrant, nothing washed out like you know, in your other gritty fighting games like Mortal Kombat.
That bothers me a lot. Whenever it's like very darkish, like Mortal Kombat does that a lot, and I don't like it. It looks good on Scorpion.
This one plays fun.
Yeah, like Scorpion looks good as a dark character. Like every other character in there, like I really don't want to see dark looking ice. Like it's ice.
This one plays with its colors, and I personally love that. I think that's fantastic. let's see. What else? A new Ninja Turtles beat 'em up for those of you that like that, which seems interesting. I remember when I was younger, I did play some of the old Turtles beat 'em up games. Fun.
I don't think I've ever played a single one. The only ones I played were the one that were on the Nickelodeon.com.
Morgana's in Super Monkey Ball for those of you that can't. I am the resident Persona 5 fan, right? I know, I'm gross. And I think this is abhorrent. I'm like, Jesus Christ. No, he better not say looking cool Joker while in that fucking ball. I'm gonna be so upset. Cringe.
I was looking at it, I was like, oh really, guys? Nobody asked for it, I'm sorry, nobody did.
I'm gonna be so upset. But yeah, that is the end of at least of Gamescom. That's the only things you're gonna get from Gamescom, unless you know something big happens within like the next few days.
Knowing our luck,
knowing our luck, we're gonna get like stuff that we're like really excited for, and we're like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening!
And we won't get to talk about it till 5 days later.
Oh yeah, no, that'll be fantastic.
Hi, this episode is brought to you by Emway. Have you ever had one of those moments where you're like, you know what? I want a one-stop shop for my fitness, but what if it was online and it could just be shipped directly to my door? Well, Emway is the way to go. With all new products made from organic ingredients, take care of you this season, inside and out, better sleep, brighter skin, vibrant energy, Emway's healthy and beauty solutions take you there. Discover a wide array of products inspired by and created for a healthier, more confident life. By purchasing from Emway, you directly help the podcast, allowing us access to better equipment for better episodes for you, and you get to be healthy while doing it too, so why not, right? As for me, I'm personally preparing for that hot summer body, and then I realized, why stop at the summer? Why can't I just look this good all year long? And Emway's excess energy and sports nutrition has been helping me out with that. Now, personally, I say But personally, I think you should just check it out and see what works best for you. Be sure to check it out at www.emway.com/myshop/delightandI. Again, that's www.emway.com/myshop/delightandI. One more time, www.emway.com/myshop/delightandI. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode, and let's get right back to it.
But next up on the list, for those of you who've been waiting, we are at Marvel What Ifs. So this What If is about, what if the Avengers never started? What if they all died? What if they died before it ever got off the ground?
I was not expecting this episode. And out of all not. Three episodes that we had so far, this one is probably my least favorite, I'll be honest.
Well, I think I this one's my least favorite too, but I think only on the stance was that it, and that does your favorite characters just get murked? So like you get sad, bro. No one likes being sad. The first two, they were more upbeat and fun, you know. Mm-hmm. This one's sad, which I get it. Not every single What If can be, you know, like, oh yeah, no, we still have like, you know, a good ending. Everyone's happy. Like sometimes, you know, there has to be some somber, like there has to be some somber moments, and like you got to get bummed out. So, like yeah, those episodes are not going to be as you know, your favorite as the ones where like, yeah, everything's still okay, but yeah, no, this was good. So this so this What If, you know, differs from the main timeline during the events of Iron Man 2 when Tony is inside the donut, and also at the middle of the first Thor movie, and also at the halfway point of the first Hulk movie. So all those at all those different times, like your favorite characters die. So Tony dies while getting injected with this serum that tries to help calm this disease he has, but instead of, you know, getting the cure, or instead of, you know, getting this medicine, there's a deadly poison that gets injected into him and he dies.
The whole movie blue-balled me, bro. Like I was like, oh, Tony Stark, oh, he's dead. Oh, he's dead. Is that Hulk? He's about to say, oh, he's dead. Like, yo.
So Thor dies right before he tries to grab his hammer to attempt to pick it up. Hawkeye kills him, or kills him, quote unquote. We're not gonna say who's behind this until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, Clint is being held, you know, by S.H.I.E.L.D. And when Nick Fury goes in to question him, Clint's dead. No one has any idea how. No one got in, but he's dead. After that, and also I should point out that people think Black Widow Natasha killed Tony, even though she didn't, and Nick Fury believes her, so she was able to escape and goes to talk to Bruce. And able to figure all this out. But it's similar to the events of the first Hulk movie where they're in the college, and Sergeant Ross with all of his military goes to attack the Hulk, and he gets shot by a stray bullet and turns into the Hulk. But something in that stray bullet caused him to expand, and the Hulk explodes. He probably has the most gruesome death in this entire thing.
The thing is, his death was the slowest, too. Everybody else has that instant death. His death was so slow, I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
What do you mean, instant? Nah, bro, I think you forget the last but not least, Black Widow dies, and she got her ass beat. You don't get no instant death.
Okay, yeah. That one was just brutal punch, but like, Hulk's only, like, cause like he was see like okay so Black Widow's on this, you know, she was actually trying to put up a fight. Hulk's was like, I don't know what's going on and I'm dying quick. Like,
he's like, huh?
Like, he looked so helpless. I was like, I don't know why. I just man, he just looks so bad.
Yeah.
And imagine being a soldier out there, right? Like the American or the U.S. Army decides to hire you to go shoot the Hulk. That's already a big suicidal mission on its own.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If I'm there, I'm going to be like, okay, that's cool. If I live through this, $5 million.
Bro, if I live through this, I'm quitting and $5 million. Because like, you're trying to make me go against the Hulk. There's nothing you guys are not making me go against, Nick. And I am not for it, bro. Like,
he held up the entirety of Manhattan. And you want me to shoot him with a gun?
You didn't even give me lasers. I know y'all got lasers. I seen them.
I seen it.
Y'all gave me regular bullets. And then even then, though, the Hulk does not kill you. But he blasts off and his radiated blood gets on you. You got cancer, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, you got super cancer.
The U.S. Army set you up. They set you up.
They set you up for failure. The game was rigged from the start. So... yeah, but what happened after that? So Natasha decides, you know, to try and figure all this out. At the same time, Nick Fury's dealing with stuff because Thor is dead, right? So you want to know who now wants revenge for the death of an Asgardian as big as Thor? Yeah, Loki comes down with the army of Asgard to bring justice to Thor. We probably think it's all bullshit because it's Loki, but he has to save face because currently he is the ruling party of Asgard.
Yeah, at first I was like, this is a bit out of character. Then I thought to myself, well, the only one person who's ever been, like, overshadowing him is dead. And he has the throne right now, so there's nothing he has to fight for. So the least he could do is just honor his brother, because he still loves his brother at the end of the day. So, yeah, it's in character. It's in character.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, yeah, you guys killed my brother. I'm going to conquer your world now. And he's like, wait, we didn't kill your brother. We'll find the person who did it. He's like, okay, you have one day. All right, bet, we have one day. So Natasha goes out to try and figure it out, and she ends up finding out, tries to call Nick Fury. Nick Fury's busy with, you know, Loki, mm-hmm. And she was only able to send out one message. Hope. The key is hope. And Nick Fury,
you know what bothered me, bro? Like, okay, you're getting beaten to death by some unseen force. And the phone is ringing right there. Can't you just say, hey, this is who's beating me? You're going to put an encrypted message? Really? As you're dying? Encrypted message? I spilt it.
Well, it's Nick. But you're giving it to Nick Fury.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I get
and also, like you have no idea whether or not, you know, I don't think she knows who's attacking. Does she know who's attacking her?
She knew. I'm pretty sure she knew. I don't think she was prepared for it, though. I'm pretty sure. Okay. So she didn't know how they were going to attack. Because we're going to explain how. She didn't know how they were going to attack her. But she knew who it was. Based on, you know, the evidence that she saw. Like, this person died a few years ago. How are they logging into their account? Who else would have their account? You know? So.
Yeah, so Nick Fury decides to, you know, confront who's been killing off the Avengers before they even got a chance to rise. And we find out that, look, those for those of you who only seen the movie, for only you that seen the movies, right? Like, you don't understand how much of a problem this nigga has been since day
Hank,
one.
So Hank Pym, for like only the movie viewers, he's just this old guy who's very grumpy. Not in the comics.
He is a constant problem. Look, he's a founding member of the Avengers. We give him that. We give respect to our OGs. But oh my god, if he is not one of the biggest problems the Earth has on a daily basis.
So three people I would say always give problems to Earth. Like, okay, so these three peoples, the only time that we know them for solving problems, but the thing is they solve the problems that they usually cause. So Iron Man, one, half his enemies are things that he caused. Doctor Strange, half the time he's fighting something that he created. And Hank Pym. Like, these niggas, like, yo, you guys are like the top of the top, and you're always fighting things that you guys usually typically make. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the reason why Hank is doing all this is because a few years ago, his daughter, Hope Van Dyne, died in a S.H.I.E.L.D. mission. The same way his wife died. And so without his daughter, he felt lost, and he felt that there was nobody else. So he decided to take everything from Nick Fury and kill off the Avengers Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
So what Nick Fury decides to do is make a deal with Loki. Is like, if you help me, you can get the guy who killed your brother. So it's like, deal. So Loki, pretending to be Nick Fury, goes off and fights Hank Pym. And Hank Pym don't stand a chance. Like, when I was seeing Nick Fury do some of the things, I'm like, damn, Fury, you're like, right? I always thought that was Nick Fury. I'm like,
Samuel L. Jackson, I see you.
Aren't you pushing like 50 in this universe? How are you doing all this?
Then I saw him disappear. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, no, that's Loki. Yeah, no, Loki's helping him.
Right? I think what gave it away was when he laughed. I was like, Nick Fury doesn't laugh. Come on.
Yeah, Nick Fury doesn't do that. So yeah, they managed to catch Hank Pym. They send him to Asgardian authorities now have him. Mm-hmm. And Loki decides to do something. He's like, I think I'll stay on Midgard for a while. And Nick Fury is like, for how long? The next day, one day has passed. Loki now rules the entire planet.
Hey, but hear this though, he created world peace. That's one thing I like. Him and Thanos, but one thing I gotta give those two guys, they know how to bring world peace in a day. In a day, bro.
You people were born to be subjugated. Freedom is not good for you. Let me rule you. So, yeah, all the Avengers are dead. And, like, yeah, this is the thing. But it ends on a hopeful note that, yes, when evil comes up, there shall be heroes to rise. And at the very end, we see Nick Fury discovering Captain America while talking to Captain Marvel.
So the Avengers this time are gonna start with two captains.
So the Avengers start with just two captains, America and Marvel. Maybe there'll be more in this universe in the future. Maybe we'll have like, you know, newer heroes, younger heroes that weren't able to become Avengers initially. Maybe
I don't Spider-Man, know if you noticed, I can see this.
Scarlet Witch and being there, and maybe Quicksilver. Probably Quicksilver in this universe will be alive.
True. And this time they don't. This time they wouldn't have any reason to really side with the Hydra guys, because, you know, Tony Stark is dead.
Tony Stark is dead.
Take revenge on, so yeah. So if anything, they'll just be refugees and trying to save. Where was it? They're from Liberia? No, it's not
Liberia. They're not cool like that.
They were from somewhere with a V. Oh well. But one thing I thought was really weird, but it was like, yeah, I get it, because that's how the story is being narrated. Every time like there was a wide panel shot, you saw the Watcher in the background in the sky. Did you notice?
Oh no, I loved that. I loved that. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I don't know if that was in the previous episodes, but when I saw it on this one, I was like, well, so first, the first time I noticed it was Coulson getting his coffee. I was like, what is that? And then, holy shit! Does he not see that? Hey, yo, Coulson, do you not see that?
Nah, that's a visual thing for us. Be like, hey, look, he's watching this too.
I thought that was cool. That's pretty nice. It was a nice, like, artistic decision. Yeah, I like it. So far, it's still my least favorite, but like it was, it's an interesting concept. You know, that's what War is all about. Yeah. So. So during like this morning, because I was bored, I was reading some DC Elseworlds, and I realized something. So in Marvel, like in Marvel comic What Ifs, usually it's the world that. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Okay. So no, usually it's the characters that change. Every Marvel What If, the world is the same, but the characters change. DC's version of What If is called DC Elseworlds. In DC's Elseworlds, is the character that changed, but the world stays the same. No, the world changes, but the character stays the same. So like Batman by Gaslight, like Batman is still Batman, but the world changed. So they have the characters as the anchor points, while the world is the one that's changing. Meanwhile, in Marvel, is the world that's the anchor point, but the character changes. So like Marvel, What If, the most popular What If is Marvel Zombies. You know, the characters changed and the world stayed the same. So yeah. I like it. I like that.
The world didn't really stay the same. It kind of went to shit, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
And then they really escalated it by making them eat Galactus. I was like, really, guys? You really think you're going to eat Galactus? This is so unrealistic, guys. Like, it's Galactus, guys. You know he can turn back time, right? You know he could have just ate the planet, right? And this man was infected. I was like, Galactus? Really? You can challenge the Celestials and you get infected by an Earth virus? Really, man? Really?
Oh. Don't worry about it. But I think that about wraps it up for this episode. You got anything to say?
No. I was going to wait till now to pick up the tomato from the carpet, but no. I picked it up already, so.
Well, all right, guys. That's the end of the podcast. Make sure to follow us on our social medias.
Yeah, be sure to follow us on Twitter at @into_thenebula and follow us on Instagram at @into.thenebula. I remembered it this time.
Good job. Make sure to share this with everybody you know, your family, your friends, your dog. I didn't see a lot of wolves, like, in the comments. I want to see more wolves, all right? I want feedback. I want wolves.
And share it to game developers so they can sponsor us. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yes, mate. Yes. Get us sponsored. Look, we get sponsored. You get sponsored.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
not true. That's not true.
Sponsored,
but we get sponsored.
You get exciting content.
Yeah. We get sponsored. You get Raid Shadow. But yeah, look, that's the end of this episode. See you guys next week. Yeah.
Stay classy.